welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. And I think I remember Matt saying that he's doing his civic duty this week on jury duty. I can see him being a really good jurist. I think he, you know, as CJ likes to say, you know, Matt will listen to me when I call. And you're right. He's really good at that. I'm not so good at that. But getting back to this violence, and I'm going to openly admit it right now that I don't have a gun because I live in fear of using it. Yes, I think humans can snap, and especially the way things are now, worst thing for me to do is to go buy a gun. For one, it means that it would be an admission to living in fear, and I can't do that. I live in the know, which is, you know, suck up as much wisdom as you can and then apply it to life like you should have 40 years ago. I just can't imagine how it was for my parents watching me make decision after decision that probably wasn't best for me and others. And yet, they let me make my own decisions, right? Once you become an adult, you have to let go. So I'm looking at that thinking, wow, you know, I really, really want to protect my grandkids. And then they're going to grow up like my two sons did without me there. So it's like I'm trying to fill this void by, you know, holding my grandchildren as close to me as I can. And it's working. And funny, they come back from South America, and he says first thing they did, you know, Homeland Security pulled him and his wife and the kids over, coming back, what are you guys doing there? How long you been there? Other people they didn't do that to, but other people weren't brown like them. How long, why were you there this amount of time? He says, well, I do the cryptocurrency. Oh, that's cool. Big guys, tattoos, stuff like that. Same thing happened to me, man. You know, if you're with someone that's not white, you're probably going to get pulled over and checked, right? Profiling doesn't exist anymore. Except we're seeing it crop up all over these police departments talking about, well, isn't this policy, you know, people are getting shot, cops are getting shot. Because, you know, if you're a motorist and you're black and you, even if you don't have a weapon, boy, you know, you probably get shot even more if you don't have a weapon. But this guy that was killed in Minneapolis with a no-knock warrant, he had a permit. He had a right, and he didn't even need a permit to have a gun in the house. In order to take it out somewhere else, you need a permit. He had a permit. His family's devastated. And, of course, they put in there, well, we don't know if this man was connected to the murder that happened, you know, earlier that caused the cause for this warrant. Doesn't matter, dude. Didn't get his chance in court if that's what was the situation. But, I've seen this enough times to think that that probably wasn't it. And, they made a mistake. That cost this man his life and his family their hearts and souls for the rest of their lives. Happens every day, quite a bit. I know a lot of you guys out there don't care if it's brown people. I mean, since the last 4 years, you know, now you guys can openly tout it. You're not embarrassed. You're not ashamed. You're a threat to everything. We have to go after the Republican Party. We have to try and find some of these people to stand up against this. But as we've heard, you know, a big chunk of the Republican Party is, you know, Nazis, man. Fascists. Racists. Rapists. Murderers. Same thing that they always cast out on other people is what they actually are as a party now. Entirely. Liz Cheney gets rebuked by the Republican Party. Well, Liz, I'll give you a star for that one. I'm not much on your policy either. And that's what's sick about all of this. All these Republicans, they're okay with the policy that Trump and Republicans throw out there. They're not for the people. I don't know if they're by or of the people either. You know, it. When you gerrymander within the states, and all of a sudden your state assembly and your state senate is filled with, you know, empty G's. I mean, we all know the names of the Wisconsin people, right? You know, they They destroyed us with the Walker administration, and then they get elevated to Washington after that to do it to the rest of the country. Disgusting. Bloated wages, all off the taxpayer, and Ron Johnson says, not our responsibility to take care of other people's children. I don't want to take care of your children, which we do. I mean, I'm guessing most, you know, kids that their parents are D.C., work isn't pretty much anything you're going to have to worry about. We'll get you something. We'll get you elevated another way where you don't blister or crack a nail or anything. Maybe get a paper cut here and there. Work a few days a week. Get several months off. Who's the suckers? We are. And anybody that votes Republican is just, I don't know if I can help you, man. Obviously, you live in a different realm than I do, where you don't have a problem picking up a butter knife and trying to slit your wrist, and it's slow death, right? Butter knife. Ouch. Better have ridges on it so you can cut through that thin skin of yours. For, you know, supposedly being elephants, you guys have pretty thin skin. And an insult to the intelligence of elephants, for sure. So now I'm becoming, you know, more of an animal rights activist again. Yes. I don't think we should raise animals for to eat or to make clothes out of. We don't need to do that. I mean, I'm not telling people they don't have to eat meat, but this, you know, this mass production and manufacturing of meat is not healthy. It wasn't healthy during COVID. We saw how many people got sick. They didn't care about that. We need to get people eating meat, more meat, more meat. Small farmers, they wiped them out. Now, I came from the day of the small farmer, and I do remember my mom and my grandpa butchering a cow together. But they were raised differently then. You'd go out and pet them before you butcher them and treat them nice the whole time they're there. I still don't agree with it anymore. I just don't see myself wanting to eat anything that's alive anymore, unless it's plant-based or dairy. And even then, somebody pointed out, we had a call yesterday. It was awesome, man. See, look at the things we talk about. Sometimes you can't solve some of the other things, so well, I'll work on making myself better. That's what we do. We work on making ourselves better, and if we all do that at the same time, we might make things better. Yeah, it's hard for me to pretend that stuff isn't dying all around us. I just can't fake it anymore. I turn off the TV basically 8 o'clock now. I don't care. I just sit there and think. You know, go on social media, listen to some music, hang with the cats. But I'm not. I'm just slowing the pace down. I'm not going to get into this rat race to the end. I'm going to try and stop it, man. Again, if you want to call in after we take a break here, 844-967-2789. It's my last morning filling in for Matt Flynn. Direct.